Now we'll turn to some of the letters of the evening news. Reg Parsons of Horning, from whom you also heard last week, takes a nostalgic look at the trolley buses he remembers from his childhood in Brighton. This against the background of rumours that Norwich is not to have the most up-to-date buses available. I understand that electric buses are now creeping into London. Nothing revolutionary in that. We had them in the 1930s to the 1960s. They were called trolley buses. No tram tracks to cause cycling accidents, and complete mobility to overtake parked roadside vehicles, therefore not obstructing traffic flow. If and when the new breed of bus replaces diesel, this will necessitate long periods out of service whilst being charged, and where will this take place? In depots, which I'm sure are currently inadequate. Excuse the pun. Diesel buses could easily be converted, as little space would be required for batteries. Just sufficient for turnaround, and I'm sure that there will be a saving on electricity, that this would only be required when the vehicle is travelling. I can't remember my excitement as a child, holidaying at my aunt's in Brighton, leaving the train station and seeing the beautiful blue trolley buses with their distinctive registration numbers, FUF1 to FUF6. Whenever I now see an FUF number plate on a vehicle, it still generates excitement and reminds me of my childhood.
Transport is loosely linked to a letter from Arthur Flack of Newton Flotman. Now, does he have a tongue in his cheek when he speaks of the effect of weed killer on the Achill Strait? Have Highways England decided that all the Whirlpool Ramshorn snails have emigrated from the ditches of the A47 Achill Strait? Or are they trying to kill them off to enable the road to be converted to a dual carriageway sooner rather than later? Copious amounts of weed killer have been sprayed around every marker post, lamp column, road sign, barriers, accesses and lay-by edges the whole length of the Achill Strait and beyond as far as the Gapton Hall roundabout. Is this a special weed killer that does not seep into ditches, or is it a new snail-friendly type? I trust all the environmentalists and eco-warriors to have agreed to this.
Another roadway and wildlife issue comes from David Freeman of Thorpe St Andrew, who says, there have been several letters recently regarding roadkill on our Norfolk roads, especially the NDR. This road was built right across the north of the city, and from what I have seen so far, has been turned into a speedway track. I can remember when this road was made. It sliced right through the woodlands, which had been the natural trackways of many wild animals, especially deer, who used these century-old tracks. As for bat bridges, bats use their radar and sonar senses to catch insects on the wing, so will go wherever they can to feed. As for game birds, like pheasants, they are using the verge alongside the roads to pick up grit, which they need to grind up their food. If the council can waste money on bat bridges, perhaps they should have special road crossings called deer crossings. After all, we have zebra and pelican crossings.
Finally, and following on from this eco theme, there has been some correspondence about the disappearance of wildlife and insects and birds. Jill Wilkinson of Norwich adds a mention of greenfinches. Further to the letters published regarding lack of insects and disappearing goldfinches in our gardens, I quite understand your readers' worries. We have certainly noticed a complete lack of greenfinches in our garden for a couple of years now. Perhaps we need to think about what draws these creatures to our gardens in the first place. We have been advised by many conservationists, gardeners, and wildlife experts that we need to be less tidy in our gardens, i.e. set aside a small area to weeds, or wild flowers, which they actually are, as a feeding sanctuary for birds and insects. Fencing is not particularly wildlife friendly, and of course, most new housing developments have gardens completely fenced in. Hedges, and especially ivy, harbour millions of insects. The addition of water, as in small ponds or bog gardens, will attract insects almost immediately they are introduced, though possibly not child-friendly. Goldfinches like a garden which is slightly weedy and not particularly too manicured. They are avid seed eaters, as are most finches, being very fond of black sunflowers, dandelion seed, purple cornflowers and teasels, which are often found in roadside verges in Norfolk. Also, keeping the bird feeders in the garden clean and hygienic will help with a disease called trichomoniasis, which affects birds. Hope this helps your readers.